Kennst du schon die Bodyguard Boxspringmatratze von bett1.de? 28 cm Komfort, 100% Vollschaum, ganz ohne Metallfedern. Zwei Liegehärten in einer Matratze. Einfach wenden und deine Lieblingsseite wählen. Und das Beste? Du kannst 100 Nächte lang Probe schlafen. Egal ob ausschlafen, Serien gucken oder krümeln im Bett. Und wenn sie dir nicht gefällt, holen wir sie kostenlos wieder ab. Die Bodyguard Boxspringmatratze von bett1.de gibt es bereits ab 333 Euro.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.
Ein kurzer Hinweis vorweg. Diese Folge ist in Englisch. Im Krisenmodus wird nun häufiger zweisprachig erscheinen.
30. Synchronize, the instructor shouts. Alexander tightens the tourniquet above his elbow. Another man checks that it holds. This is no ordinary training. These men are not volunteers. They are former prisoners. Now, they are preparing for the front line in Ukraine, in a unit that calls itself Alcatraz. Why do men who have just left prison choose to go to war? And what happens when offenders become defenders?
In Crisis Mode, the podcast from Conflict Zones with Jan Jessen.
I'm Jan Jessen, head of politics at NRZ and a war and crisis reporter for the Funke Media Group. You can read my reports in NRZ, WAZ, Hamburger Abendblatt and Berliner Morgenpost. I went to the front in eastern Ukraine and spoke with men who once sat behind bars and are now heading into battle. It's early morning. Fog hangs between the trees. Somewhere a shell explodes. The men of Battalion Alcatraz have been training for 2 weeks. They run, crawl, shoot, and learn how to save their own lives. The man drilling them is called Armin, a sergeant. He tells me he starts with them every day at 6 in the morning.
Physical condition. I say it every day. Every morning at 6, we go 3 to 5 kilometers. After that, it's all about physical preparation. Sit-ups, planks, push-ups, pull-ups, and so on.
This isn't a holiday camp, Armin says later. We treat them like soldiers, not inmates. He means it. Discipline and structure instead of pity or mistrust. In May 2024, the Ukrainian government allowed prisoners to volunteer for military service for the first time. Those who serve 1 year at the front earn amnesty and a second chance. Sex offenders, murderers, and traitors are excluded. 10,000 men have accepted the offer. An army of second chances. Armin has trained around 150 men. I ask him if it works.
Добре воюють в загальному рівень трошки вище ніж звичайні мобілізовані, бо вони.
Yes, it works. This category is more motivated because they are interested. You understand, everyone has their own story. When they come here, they become soldiers. There are certain conditions. They must stay for a year. If all goes well, they become regular soldiers, with the same rights as anyone else. They fight very well.
Насправді вона проявляє себе саме при виході на виконання бойових задач. Але середній рівень вони на порядок вище, так. Це факт.
It sounds paradoxical, but many of these men seem more determined than those who never went to prison. Alexander is 39. He stands next to me breathing hard. He was a soldier once, 10 years ago in the Donbas. Then came prison. Grievous bodily harm resulting in death. 5 years behind bars. Now he's back. I ask him why.
Це потяг від серця. Я вже не кажу, що раніше приймав, я був добровольцем. Ну, я
I'm here because I feel it, deep in my heart. I was a soldier before. If I hadn't been in prison, I would have gone anyway. It's not about money. I can't just sit and watch others die. I want to fight for my children, for my country. My mother didn't want me to go. My daughter neither. My brother said I was crazy. But it's my decision. I can't stay locked up. I've always said, I'm against prison. I want to be free, even if that means going to war.
Зараз уже багато, війна набагато помінялася. Ну, готуємося, знаю, до чого, що.
He speaks quietly, almost apologetically. There's no anger in his voice, more shame, and perhaps a hope that something can be made right again. He tells me he can repair cars. After the war, he wants a piece of land, maybe a tractor. A simple life, far from guilt and the front. Between exercises, Armin allows almost no breaks. Every half hour, push-ups, planks, marching. Then target practice, this time with live ammunition.
That's an important point. We tell them right from the start that they're soldiers now. They must understand where they are and how an army works. We don't treat them differently. Everything is based on discipline from the first day.
Будується на військовій дисципліні від самого початку.
The men listen. They seem focused, not defiant. One of them, Armin says, could barely squat at first. Now he runs 5 kilometers without stopping. The next man I meet calls himself Tovi, meaning lucky. He's 24, from Rivne in western Ukraine. A thief, 1 year in prison. Now he wants to become a different person.
І позивний мій фартовий. Чому я тут? Ну, я був в таких місцях, там, ну, типу, позбавлені міста, ну, типу, свободи, туди-сюди.
I was in a forgotten place, cut off from the world. Then, soldiers from this brigade came. They told me how they fight, how they live. I wanted to join them. I wanted to change. They gave me that chance. Here I can become stronger, maybe just a normal person again. The instructors treat us with respect. They share their knowledge. I'm grateful for that. I want our army, our country, to be safe.
His voice sounds young, almost shy. He says, I thank my commander. I thank everyone who gives us this chance. Maybe it's naive, maybe sincere, but in this unit that hardly matters. What counts is who survives the next day. Then there's Koshmar, nightmare. He was a machine gunner in the 24th Brigade, 9 months at the front near Bakhmut. Then prison for stealing a phone. 5 years and 4 months. After 1 month, he volunteered for Alcatraz.
What can I achieve in prison? Nothing. I have 2 children to support, and I've been at the front before. I felt the adrenaline, and I miss it.
It's that sentence that lingers. It sounds like longing and a dangerous kind of redemption. In the camp, military order prevails. No drugs, no alcohol, no prison rules. The days are strictly scheduled. Every hour training, every minute discipline.
Так, стикаємось, боремося від самого початку, коли.
Of course, there are sometimes problems with alcohol or drugs, but we talk to them. We tell them, listen, we don't have prison rules here, but we promise you, there will be no prejudice from our side about your past.
Немає зв'язувати, тобто ніяких там правил. Тих самих зоновських тюремних тут немає бути. З нашого боку ми пояснюємо, що ніякого.
And besides, they're busy 24 hours a day. There's hardly time to think about it.
Так воно і є. Потім стосовно шкідливих звичок, так званих.
Here they have no past, Armin says. Here they are soldiers. These men are not only fighting Russia, they are fighting their old lives and the people they once were. Many say they want to make things right. Whether that's possible, no one knows. But whoever survives here gets a blank page. And sometimes that's enough to start over. When you see them, sweating, exhausted, focused, you realize this war isn't decided only on the battlefield. It's decided in the mind. and in the question of whether a person can truly change when given a second chance. I'm Jan Jessen, head of politics at NRZ. This episode was produced by Alexander Baumeister, also a journalist at the Funke radio station. If you like this podcast, follow us, rate us, or send us your questions and suggestions. That way you won't miss any of our special episodes.
Thank you for listening. We'll hear each other next Wednesday.
Ein Podcast von Funke.